Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
Tonight is the Hilula of Reb Baruch of Mezhebuz, who was the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Zchuso Yogen Aleinu. Tomorrow night is the yard site of the Mizritcha Magid, Yutes Kislev, which is also the Chag HaGeula of the Baal HaTanya, who was released from prison on Yutes Kislev. And this Shabbos, Vayeshev, is the Shabbos before Chanukah. Many years it's the Shabbos of Chanukah. When you have two Shabbosos of Chanukah, usually it's Vayeshev and Miketz. Vayeshev is the first Shabbos Chanukah. And a Kviyas like this year, Shabbos Chanukah is Miketz, and Shabbos Parashas Vayeshev is the Shabbos before. The Zohar tells us that the Shabbos before a Yom Tov encompasses, and everything that the Yom Tov symbolizes, all the Ha'orais, Hashpa'ais of the Yom Tov already exist in the Parasha, in the Shabbos, and the Parasha that we lay in the Shabbos before the Yom Tov. Minei Mizborchin Kula Yoimin, all the days of the week are blessed by the Shabbos that precedes the days of the week. And being that this coming week, a week from tonight, is Leil Aleph, the first night of Chanukah, Chafei Kislev. So Parshas Vayeshev is to be learned with that in mind, that this is the Shabbos prior to Chanukah, this is the Parsha prior to Chanukah, and therefore the message of the Parsha is a Chanukah message. And the Svarim elaborate, the Shaloh HaKadosh talks about this, this is where he says it, that every Yom Tov is merumas in the Parsha of the week. He says it here, B'negeya Techanukah, that Parshas Vayeshev talks about the Chet of Mechiras Yosef, Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik is Chanukah. Megala Amukai says that Yosef is Begematria Antiochus, Yosef is Begematria Melech Yovan. Yosef is Chanukah, and as the Megala Amukah says, and he bases it on a Medrash, that the reason why there was a Golus Yovan was because of Mechiras Yosef. Every Golus came because of a different Chet. So Golus Yovan was because of Mechiras Yosef, and therefore Chanukah is the Tikkun for the Chet of Mechiras Yosef. It's interesting that we also lay in the first day of Chanukah, the Kriya is Parshas Nosai, where we talk about Hakomas HaMishkan and the Karbonos that they brought on that day. Rashi brings the Medrash that says that the Seir Izim that they brought was Lechaper Al Chet Mechiras Yosef. Hakomas HaMishkan, therefore, we see is connected to a Kapara for the Chet of Mechiras Yosef, and so is Chanukah. So Yosef is Chanukah, and there is a lot on this. In previous years we discussed it. Why Yosef is Chanukah, Yaakov is Sukkos. So since Chanukah is the Hemshech, the extension of Sukkos, and this we see in the Gemara too, according to Beis Shammai, that Poichas and V'Hoichlin, we light the menorah in decrease mode, Keneged the Porei HaChag, which is Sukkos. So Sukkos and Chanukah are one Hemshech and Zman, as all the Svarim talk about Chanukah being the Gemar Chasim Etoiva of Chodesh of Tishrei, of Yom Kippur, and Hoshana Rabbah. So Yaakov, we know, is Sukkos. V'Yaakov Nosa Sukkos, as we read in the previous parasha. So Yosef is the Hemshech of Yaakov. Eile Toldos Yaakov Yosef. Yosef is the direct Hemshech, more than any of the other Shvatim, to Yaakov. And Yosef is Miloshen Hoysofa, Moisef, every night we add a candle. And Yosef, his whole being, his whole Metzius, what he stood for is Chanukah. Before we get to it, there are the obvious questions in the parasha here. Number one, why Yaakov learns only with Yosef? It says, "V'Yisrael ahavas Yosef mikol banav kiven zakunim huloi." So Yaakov, referred to him as Yisrael, loves Yosef from all his children because he was born to him at an old age. And Rashi says that's not the reason. Really, it's more than that. That's why Rashi goes further and brings the unkel as bar chakim huloi kol ma shelomad mishem ve'ever masar loi. whatever he learned from Shem Ve'Aver, he transferred to Yosef, and also that he looked like him. But the obvious question is, why is he transmitting the Torah of Shem and Aver dafka to Yosef? And why does the pasuk switch here from Yaakov to Yisrael? It starts off by Yeshev Yaakov be'eretz Megurei Aviv. Ela told us Yaakov Yosef, and then it switches to Yisrael Ohav es Yosef mikol bonov. We find later also when he sends Yosef to the brothers, which is the last moment that they spend together before departing for 22 years. Vayomer Yisrael el Yosef. It switches to Yisrael. The Arachayim HaKadosh speaks about it. Why sometimes Yaakov, sometimes Yisrael? We know that the last halacha that he learned with him, which was right here as he was escorting him to go to the brothers, which leads to the Mechira, which leads to the events of the next parasha until Vayigash, who he meets him 22 years later, was Egla Arufa. Obviously, Egla Arufa is connected to the fact that Yaakov is learning Torah with Yosef, and that was the last halacha, and probably the last time that they really learned together, because even later the Ramban says Yosef did not spend time with Yaakov. One of the pleyos of the Torah, of the Chumash that we see later on, is that after they met for the first time, Yaakov goes to Goshen, the Ramban, and other Mepharshim say that Yosef hardly ever saw Yaakov after that. He was afraid that he would have to tell him what happened, so he stayed away. He didn't want to tell him what happened. He was afraid that Yaakov would be too upset to hear the true story. So this was probably the last time they learned together. So this is the last halacha. So certainly it's the last halacha, must have something to do with the fact that it's the last halacha, and Yosef is now going to Shechem and going to meet the brothers and going to be sold. What does Egla Harufa have to do with this? And since this is the Shabbos prior to Chanukah, what does Egla Arufa have to do with Chanukah? The Chayrut doesn't. The next topic in this parasha, besides Mechiras Yosef, is of course what happens to Yehuda and Tamar. Another mysterious story. The whole parasha is a mystery. The Pnei Menachem brings down, the Ger Rebbe, that the parashiyos of Bereishis, especially he says the winter parashiyos, and he says Vayeshev is in the deep winter when it's cold, so when it's very cold you wear a coat. He says these parashas are cloaked with garments. It's very hard to know what these parashas are talking about. They're very hidden. There's a pnimius to these parashas that no other parasha has, to try to understand what is going on over here between the brothers and Yosef. Not like it seems on the surface, sibling rivalry, that's this whole thing. It's much more to it than that. Certainly the next story here, which is Yehuda and Tamar, which from this comes out Malchus Beis David, Melech HaMashiach. Why are these stories together? Why does the Torah put together these two stories? And it's not only because they happen at the same time, basically. The Torah puts together Yosef's Yerida and Yehuda's Yerida. Yosef being sold to Mitzrayim, and Yehuda going down. Vayered Yehuda me'es Echav. And the story of Eir and Einon. And the first time the Torah ever mentions Yibum. Yibum, which is the Masechta known as Yevamos, one of the most difficult Masechtas in Shas, Yibum, Levirate marriage, what's called in English, is the tikkun for the person who died without children. Even though there was no Yibum really at that time, says the Ramban, there was Yibum. It wasn't the brother necessarily, and it didn't have to be the brother. In the Torah it says it's the brother. But before the Torah was given, it was the closest relative. Even in this case, the father-in-law, Yehuda, ends up being the Miyabim. He asks Einan to be Miyabim, Eir's wife, Tamar, and he ends up being the one later who's Miyabim, Tamar. The Alshich says that Eir was Nisgalgel in Peretz. Peretz is Eir. So Eir comes back to the world as Peretz, and that's where Mashiach comes from. The Eir that the Torah says is Rab Einei Hashem. Yisehu Hashem. He's Nisgalgel in Peretz. And then later on in Oived, who is the child of Rus and Boyaz, as the Alshech is Marich in this week's parasha, and also in Rus. And there we also see Yibum. Why is the formulation of Malchus Beis David the origin of Mashiach starts with a Yibum story. It's Yibum over here, and it's also Yibum in Rus, where Pliny Almaini doesn't want to marry Rus, so the closest relative, Boaz, he marries Rus, and it's sort of a Yibum, as Mefarshim say. The Bnei Yisrael tells us that Yavan is Begematria Galgal. He says because Galgal, the Galgalim, those are the constellations, the stars, the Mazolos, the Yavanim believe that everything is Alpi Teva, everything is Alpi Mazel. They didn't believe in the concept of Lamaila Min HaTeva. That's why they wanted to eradicate the name Yisrael, as we mentioned last week. We say in the Al-Hanisim, and then later on, the Yantav of Chanukah is the revelation of Yisrael. The fact that Klal Yisrael, the fact that we are Yisrael, who because of us the world was created, Bereshis Bara Elohim, Beshvil Yisrael, Shenikra Ureshis. And a Yid is above Mazel, and a Yid, his whole existence is Lamayla Min HaTeva, which the Yevonim didn't believe in that. Yevonim trying to instill their philosophy into Am Yisrael, that we're no different than anyone else, it's all baloney, it's not true. The uniqueness of Klal Yisrael, the fact that we are the Ma'ilam and Ateva. So that's what the Bnei Yisrael says, Yavon Begematria Galgal. Everything is just by chance, and it's also a Galgal. A history repeats itself, a Galgal, Achayza Ba'ilam, that's what everything is. There's no Tikkunim, there's no such thing as the Ma'ilam and Ateva, there's no such thing as Kedusha, there's no such thing as Tahara. Chanukah proves otherwise. Chanukah shows that Yidin Alamailam and Ateva, the whole nace of the Pach Shemen that it lasted 8 days, the Rabbin Biad Ma'atim, Utameim Biad Tahirim, Rishon Biad Sadikim, Biachakein Ba'u Vanecha Lidvir Beisecha, Banecha, we are Banim, we are Hashem's children, and therefore our whole existence is totally different than the rest of the world. The rest of the world don't have that relationship that we have, which is like children to a father, father to children, Biachakach Ba'u Vanecha Lidvir Beisecha. Reb Shlomo Kluger writes a big chiddush. He says that Chanukah was different than any of the other nisim, that the nes happened, it wasn't preordained, it wasn't supposed to happen. He says all the other nisim were sort of preordained. He says Kriyas Yamsa, for example, the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a tanai with the water, that the water will split at the time when it should have to split. Misheshes Yimei Bereshis, it was already supposed to happen. He says Chanukah didn't, it wasn't that way. It can't, because it will take away the Bechira, he says, because the Yevanim were attacking the Ruchnius of Klal Yisrael, not the bodies, like Purim time, he says, it was the Ruchnius, in order that there should be Bechira, it couldn't have been pre-decided, because if it was already decided beforehand, then it would have had to happen, that would take away the Bechira, so he says, it happened, B'shas Mai, so that's the Lashon, Amadat Olahem, Be'es Tzarasam, at the time when they went through their Tzar, that's when Hashem decided to make this nace, and that's what's unique about Chanukah. He has all harichas in his sefer about this. That's his way of understanding the nace of Chanukah, that it was a nace different than any other nace, because it was decided just then that it will happen, and it wasn't decided before. The Emes, the Chassam Sofer brings down, the Chassam Sofer says that Chanukah, Hashem transmitted to Moshe on Chanukah Soidos HaTorah. The question is where the Chassam Sofer got that from. But if he says so, we can rely on the Chassam Sofer. He was definitely a Bar Samcha, doesn't need our Haskama, and he says that Chanukah is when Hashem transmitted Soidos HaTorah to Moshe Rabbeinu. Yaakov learned, we know, in the Beis Medrash of Eva for 14 years before he went to Lavan, before he went Bachutz, before he went to deal with the outside world, he learned first for 14 years in hiding. The Ruach HaKodesh, whether Yaakov knew, he didn't know, however one understands it, he knows that Yosef is going to experience tremendous Nisyonos, so he also has to learn first, he has to be Yisrael, Ohav es Yosef, Mikol Bonav, Ki Ben Zekunim Huloi. Yaakov is learning with Yosef the Seidais HaTorah, Torah Shebaal Peh, and Seidais HaTorah, the part of Torah that was revealed on Chanukah, which is Torah Shebaal Peh, and Seid, Nister. The Baal HaTorah says, Zakunim, ki ben Zakunim hulai. First he says, Zakunim is Rosh HaTevis, Zeroyim, Kodshim, Noshim, Yeshua is Moed, which are the orders of Mishnayos. The question is why he left out Tyros. But then he says, Zakunim is Begematria Roz, Rozin, Seidus HaTorah. There's Torah Shebaal Peh and there's Seidus HaTorah. Yaakov is learning with Yosef Seidus HaTorah. He's learning with him Torah Shebaal Peh, preparing him for his having to go much deeper than Yaakov into Golis. He has to deal with Eishes Poitifar. He goes under the ground in a dungeon. He has to deal with Erev HaSa'aretz for such a long period of time. Yosef's Nisyonis are far greater than Yaakov's Nisyonis. And here the Torah switches from Yaakov to Yisrael to indicate that Yaakov is teaching Yosef the Seid of Chanukah, which is the Yom Tov in which the name Yisrael is revealed. Al Amcha Yisrael. We are unique. We are Am Yisrael. We are different than the nations. What separates us from the nations is Torah Shebaal Peh. What separates us from the nation is Seidus HaTorah, which the Goyim do not have. Torah Shebiksav, they have access to. Torah Shebaal Peh, even though the Chayyur today they might have access to it, but Torah Shebaal Peh is what separates us from the Umayis, which is what the Yevonim were trying to battle. They were trying to eradicate the Leizocher Shem Yisrael Oid, as it says in Tehillim and Pei Gimel, Al Amcha Yisrael Ya'arimu Soid. Yisrael, that's what separates us from the Umayis, that we are Yisrael, Li Roish, and we have a Torah and Torah Shebaal Peh, which separates us from them, which is what the Yevonim Uloichem Keneged, Lahashkicham Torah Secha, and Zaydim Biyad Oiske Seir Asecha, the Nes of Chanukah, the Pach Shemen, brought about a new revelation in Torah Shebaal Peh, and the revelation of Seidais HaTorah in Chodesh Kislev. We know that this Sivan is the Chodesh of Matan Torah, that's Matan Torah of the revealed part of Torah, and Torah Shebiksav. Kislev is the Chodesh of the Matan Torah of Pnimius HaTorah, Torah Shebaal Peh, and the Shemen, the part of Torah that's compared to Shemen, which is Pnimius HaTorah Kiyodua, as it says in Sforim, there are different liquids that the Torah is compared to, water, wine, milk, honey, oil. Oil is the part of Torah that is connected, it's the Seidais HaTorah, that's Shemen. The highest part of Torah, the Rosin De'iraisa, the part that Mashiach is going to reveal in its entirety. Chanukah is Oirai Shel Melech HaMashiach, as the B'nai Yisoscha is Ma'arich, the Rei Keach, Rav Pinchas Koretz. So all the Sfarim talk about Chanukah, the Yom Tov of Shemini, the Yom Tov of Mashiach. We know there are two Mashiachim. There's Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef. If Chanukah is Oirai Shel Melech HaMashiach, which is on Chanukah we get a taste of what it's going to be like when Mashiach will come, Mashiach will reveal the part of Torah that's today's Soid, which we see today already that a taste of it, especially beginning Yutes Kislev, when the Baal HaTanya was released from prison, it's Yadua, that he began saying Maimorim and essay, dissertations of Torah, of Pnimius HaTorah that he never said before on a much grander scale. As the story goes, that the Baal Shem Tov and the Maggid of Mizrich met him in jail. He asked them, why am I here? Why was I put in jail? So they told him there was a Kitrug in Shemayim that you are spreading too much of Torah's Hanistar. It's not the time yet. So he asked them, when I get out, should I stop? So they said, on the contrary, when you get out, you should even spread more. So if you get out, then it means that you won. And that means there's no more kitrug, and then you have the right to continue, and not only to continue, even on a higher scale, to spread Pnimius HaTorah. As the Arizal already said in his time, in the 1500s, Mitzvah Legaloi Zois HaChochmah. It's no longer Nister, he said. It's now for everyone. And certainly after the Baal Shem Tov and the Baal HaTanya, the Maggid of Mizrich, whose yahrzeit is tomorrow night, the spreading of this part of Torah, which is a taste of what Mashiach is going to reveal to us in the future, this began in Kislev. Kislev, therefore, is the Chodesh of Matan Torah, of Pnimius HaTorah. That starts with Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Shmini, the Yom Tov of 8, which is the Yom Tov of Mashiach, who is associated with the number 8, who's going to reveal the part of Torah that's today hidden. And that, Rashi says, it's a Rashi too, it's not only something that was revealed recently. Rashi says it in Shir HaShirim on the Pasuk, Yishokeini Minashikos Pihu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reveal in the future the secrets of Torah which today are hidden. In fact, the Medrash says all the Torah we have today is considered Hevel. That's the Lashon of the Medrash. Hevel, compared to Torah Shel Mashiach, it's a mind-boggling statement. We see how many Sforim are printed. We see how much there is Torah today. It's not to be believed, and all of that is Hevel compared to what's coming. And a taste of that we get every year on Chanukah. So Chanukah is Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach, but there are two stages. There's Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben Yosef comes first. The Gemara brings it down in Sukkah Daf Nun Beis that Mashiach ben Yosef will get killed, and Mashiach ben David will be Mechayim Eisim him. The Rambam does not even bring down the whole story of Mashiach ben Yosef. They ask why he doesn't even discuss it at all in his Sefer, because he discusses all the other details. He doesn't bring down Mashiach ben Yosef at all. The Arizal says Mashiach ben Yosef does not have to die, and when we say Lishuascha Kivindu Kol Hayom, or in the bracha of Yerushalayim Mircha, one of those brachas, the Arizal says we should be mechaven that Mashiach ben Yosef should not get killed. It doesn't have to be. But there are two Mashiachim, and the purpose of the two Mashiachim is Mashiach ben Yosef is the one who comes first to eradicate all the evil. V'yasruach hatuma avir min ha'oretz. Mashiach ben Yosef will fight Yishmael. Mashiach ben Yosef will fight Goig u'Magog. Mashiach ben Yosef is a descendant of Yosef HaTzadik, who was sold in this week's parsha by the Yishma'elim. So he will take revenge from the Yishma'elim for their role in selling Yosef. Just like we find later on that Pinchas is told to go and take revenge from the Midyanim from their role in selling Yosef, because Pinchas is a descendant of Yosef. Mibnois Putiel. Putiel is Yosef, Shepitpet B'Yitzray, which takes place in this week's parsha. So just like Pinchas takes revenge from Midian, Mashiach ben Yosef is certainly going to take revenge from Yishmael. Mashiach ben Yosef, who's from Ephraim, will take revenge from Yishmael, who will join together with Goig u'Magog at the end of time to try to prevent the Geula from coming. And that's the first stage. Mashiach ben Yosef, therefore, is the removal of the evil, the Sur Meira. Mashiach ben David is Va'asei Toiv. Mashiach ben David is the one who's going to reveal Hashem's kingdom in the world, V'oisel Hashem HaMelucha. And Chanukah is both. Chanukah, there are two parts to lighting a candle. There's first the cleaning out the wicks in the Beis HaMikdash. There were two Avodahs. There was the Hatova and there was the Hadlaka. Hatova is cleaning out the wicks, cleaning out the oil cup, and then pouring new oil and lighting a new wick. So there's two parts. There's the Hatava, which is the cleansing, and then there's the Hadlaka, which is the illuminating. That's the two parts, Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. In fact, perhaps we could say, that's why Chanukah is in 2 months. It's Kislev Teves. The only Yom Tov that occurs in 2 months, connecting 2 months, is Chanukah. Beginning in Kislev, continuing in Teves. Kislev is Binyamin, according to the Arizal, and Teves is Dun. Dun was affected by Amalek. Dun is the lowest of the Shvatim. Dun is the latecomers that we read about at the end of Parshas Ki Tse, where it says, Vayezanei v'cha kol ha-necheh sholim acharecha, says the Targum Yonison, that's Shevet Dun. They're the ones who traveled last. They were out of a cloud. They were outside. The Ner Chanukah is lit dafka on the outside to illuminate the street and to bring the B'nai Dun back in. The whole purpose of Chanukah is to bring the lowest neshamas, the neshamas that are affected by Amalek and the Rishus HaRabim, the neshamas that are on the left side and that are on the floor, as we mentioned in the previous weeks, the whole chiddush of Chanukah. Chanukah is a tikkun for everyone and everyone. Chanukah is the ha'ara of Mashiach, who's going to bring everyone back. Levilti yidach mimenu nidach. So Kislev is Binyamin. Binyamin is in the portion of Binyamin is where the Beis Hamikdash is built. Binyamin deals with Yamin. Binyamin is deals with the right Ben Yamin. Binyamin, born in Eretz Yisrael. Binyamin, the only one who had no connection to Mechiras Yosef, the only one who doesn't bow to Esav. So Binyamin is Kulay Toiv. Don, on the other hand, has to deal with Surmei Ra. Don was affected by Ra. That's why Don's Chodesh is Teves, which is the Lashon of Hatova. Hatovas Haneiros. Cleansing the wicks, cleansing the oil cups before lighting. So the Emes, really, Teves should be before Kislev. Because the Hatova comes before the Hadlaka. Chanukah, however, the Halacha is like Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai holds that Sur Meirah is before Asay Toiv. It's Yadua, the Maggid of Mizrich, whose Yahrzeit is tomorrow night, in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, quoted by the Talmud Yaakov Yosef and many Chassidish Svarim, that was the Machloikas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai held that first comes Sur Meirah, no matter what, before Asay Toiv. Ketzad Merakim Lefnei HaKala, Kala Noeva Chasuda, Beis Shammai says, Beis Hillel says, Kala Kamoi Shehi, so the Baal Shem Tov touched this, that Beis Shammai says the Kala has to be Noeva Chasuda, in other words, the Yid has to first remove the Ra before doing Toiv. The person has to do Tshuva first before doing mitzvahs. Beis Hillel said, if we're going to wait for Sur Meirah, it'll never happen. So Beis Hillel says, you do Asay Toiv first. Beis Hillel saw the future generations that are not going to be able to complete the Sur Meirah. So you do good, like we say, harba or ma'at or doicha harba min achayshach. Beis Hillel therefore says we light every night another candle. Beis Shammai says peichesin v'holchen. Beis Shammai's goal is to remove the evil, be your hara. Beis Hillel says we have to light one candle more every night. Asay toiv. And the fact that Kislev comes before Teves is a right that the halacha is like Beis Hillel. Chanukah is Ches Neiros v'halacha kebeis Hillel. That first comes the Asay Toiv and then the Bir Hara. Even though in then Sur Meira, even though the Chayyur should be the other way around, Hatov is before Hadlaka, Kislev is before Teves, Binyamin before Don. However, what we see from this, not going into the whole Arichas here, is that Chanukah is the fusion of the two of Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef. Mashiach ben Yosef removes the evil. The sakein the havir gilulim in haoretz, the ha'elilim karoisi karoisim. Then Mashiach ben David arrives. The sakein oilam b'malchus shin dalid yud. Giloy hamalchus. That's what brismila is. Brismila is first we remove the orla and then we reveal the crown. Giloy ha'atara mila and then priya. The Yevonim wanted to eradicate mitzvahs mila. Chanukah, Chayda Shabbos Mila. So Mila is both. Getting rid of the Ra, that's Mashiach ben Yosef, Hatova, and then Mashiach ben David reveals Hashem's kingdom in the world. Where do we have Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef together? Here in Parshas Vayeshev. Parshas Vayeshev, we have the story of Yosef and Yehuda back to back. In fact, one story leads to the other. The reason why Yehuda is demoted, sort of, Ayered Yehuda me'es Echov, is because of the story of Yosef. They were upset with him, the brothers, that he should have told them more forcefully that they should bring him back home. So he leaves, and then the whole story happens with him and Tamar. The two stories are connected, although they're really two different stories. They're connected. This is Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. Yosef becomes the great, the Yosef HaTzadik in this week's parasha. When he passes the test, by Yemo'ein, Yosef becomes the Merkava to the Midah of Yisoid, and Yosef is now Zoicha that from him comes Yehoshua Ben-Nun, who fights Amalek. Yehoshua Ben-Nun is the first one to fight Amalek, the Nechsholim. Yehoshua is the first one sent by Moshe Rabbeinu to bring back Shevet Dun, to bring back the Neflotim min He'onon, those who were sent out of the cloud, those who are Bachutz. Moshe sent Yehoshua to bring them back in and to battle Amalek for them. Yehoshua, who's a descendant of Yosef. Yosef was Mekarev Rechaikim. Yosef, the brothers didn't understand Yosef, and they had a different shita than Yosef, and they held that Yosef was wrong. They held that we have to be concerned about our own, not outsiders, who they called them. They called them Avodim. Yosef, it says, Vahu na'ar es b'nei bilha, and b'nei bilha es shevet dan. Yosef was makarev shevet dan, the b'nei hashvachos. B'nei hashvachos is b'gematria matis yohu. The whole yontif of Chanukah is to be masakein the b'nei hashvachos, to be masakein shevet dan, who are b'chutz, as we see in our time, those who are on the left, those who are out. Chanukah is the yontif to be makarev v'rechaykim. That's the shita of Yosef. Yosef was makarev the b'nei hashvachos. The brothers were not. They didn't have that shita. They misunderstood Yosef. Vayiru oisei me'rochayk, it says in the pasuk. They looked at him from afar. They didn't really see him up close. They didn't see the greatness of Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef was a nister. The Sfasemah says that he did everything the Hester. He combed his hair. He was Mesalsal Besairoi. They thought he was modern. They thought he wasn't like they. He wasn't as frum as they were. The Imre Emma says he was curling his payas. But whatever it is, he was busy with his looks, according to the way they viewed him. Very into chitzonius, into looking nice. But it was all, he was like the Rishna. It's a known thing that the Rishna was from the hidden tzaddikim, also not understood by the tzaddikim of his generation. Yosef was misunderstood, and later they recognize his greatness, and they see that he was the true tzaddik, and he was greater than they. So Yosef is Chanukah. Chanukah also was a controversial yomtiv when it first came on the scene. They didn't all want to be, not everyone was maskim to the yomtiv of Chanukah, kemavur in the history svarim. Chanukah, because it's so different, it's so unique, and it goes where no other yomtiv goes. Chanukah is Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach. Mashiach is going to go where no one ever went. Mashiach is going to be able to bring every Jew back, says the Baal Shem Tov, quoted by the true Ischein, that Mashiach will be Malamit Schusan, Rishoyim Gemurim. He'll be able to bring back even the Rishoyim Gemurim to Yiddishkeit. Mashiach is Rosh HaTevis, Madlik Shmoinas Yemei Chanukah. But there are two Mashiachim, says the B'nai Yisoschar, he quotes the Megala Amukas. There's Menachem ben Amiel and Nehemiah ben Chushiel. So says the Megala Amukas from the Kadmoinim, that Mashiach ben David is called Menachem ben Amiel, and Mashiach ben Yosef is called Nehemiah ben Chushiel. If you add these two names together, he says it's the gematria Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is the unity of the two. Mashiach will come when the two unite. Throughout Golus, there's a split between the Malchei Beis Dover and the Malchei Ephraim, Yeravim ben Nevot, Rechavam. This split continued till Churban Bayis Rishon, and it continues throughout the ages, and it continues with the split of Chasidim and Misnagdim, and it continues Ad Hayoyim Hazeh, until it's going to end, and they're going to unite, the two, which is Mashiach ben Dover and Mashiach ben Yosef. I'm not saying this on my own. I saw this in a sefer from a Bar Samcha who said, the Gra said about himself, and this is quoted, that he's Mashiach ben Yosef. And the Baal Shem Tov was Mashiach ben David. When the two unite, when the two groups unite at the end of time, hopefully it's coming, then Mashiach will come. Mashiach will be revealed. The Satan is trying to keep this period going. The Satan is trying to make as much machloikas as possible. And that's why in recent years especially, a lot of machloikas, all misunderstandings, all to prevent the Geula, to try to push off the Geula from happening. That we see here in the same story here with Yosef and the brothers, exactly mamish, the same story here. The brothers are all tzaddikim and they all meant l'shem shamayim, there's no question about it. Yosef was clearly a tzaddik. They misunderstood him. And it was Minas Shamayim that it had to be that way. They weren't ready yet for the Geula. Chanukah, therefore, is both. Chanukah is Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David who unite together as one unit. As we're going to see in Parshas Vayigash, which is always the Shabbos after Chanukah. Once there's Chanukah, there's Vayigash El of Yehuda, all the Shvatim unite. These, the two names of Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef, Menachem ben Amiel, Nehemiah ben Chushiel, is B'gematria Matis Yahu. Matis Yahu, who brought us the Nes of Chanukah. Hashem told Aaron, when Aaron was upset, the last Kriya we'll read on the eighth day of Hanukkah. Chol Shadaitai, Kishalo Hoya Imayim Bachanuka, Loihu Veloy Shifta, so Rashi says in Baalaischa, Hashem said to him, Chayecha Shalecha Gedoyla Mishalohem, says the Ramban, the Nechama was Hanukkah. Hashem is telling Aaron, your Yom Tif will be greater than anyone's, because you're going to be Zeicha, from you will come Matis Yahu, who will bring to the world a Yom Tif that will unite Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef. Chayecha shalacha gedoyla mishalohem is begamatria Menachem ben Amiel Nechemi ben Chushiel, which is equal to Matis Yahu. Chanukah is the fusion of the two. Where do we see this? Vayeshev. Parshas Vayeshev, this is the parsha of the two Mashichim. It starts over here. Yosef goes down into Mitzrayim, Erev As Ha'aretz. No one knows what's happening at that time. The Medrash says this is a very tragic parsha. The Medrash says everyone's crying in this parsha. Everyone's upset. We know the outcome. But right now, if someone learned Vayeshev for the first time, it's very sad. The brothers hate each other. Yosef is crying. He's alone in a caravan of Muslims or Arabs, whatever they are, Yishma'elim, Midyanim, going down to Mitzrayim, not knowing what's going to happen to him. He'll obviously see his father again. The brothers later are crying because they have charata that they sold them. Yaakov is crying. Vayikra Yaakov simloizo, vayosem sak v'mosna, vayis avil al b'no yomim rabim. Yitzchak is crying. Vayevko yisay oviv. So everyone is crying in Parshas Vayeshev. The Medrash says, now what's Hashem doing? The Medrash says in this week's Parsha, that Reuven is osot pesakoi v'tanisa, he's crying and he's doing tshuva for the chet of Bilhah, and also for Mechiras Yosef, and Yehuda is, and Yosef is fasting, and Yaakov is fasting, no one's eating, everyone's crying. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says, is boirei oiroi shal melech HaMashiach. That's what the Medrash says in this week's Parsha. That what you see here is just a lot of tragedy and a lot of mumble-jumble confusion, but this is all to bring out eventually the Geula, not only from Mitzrayim, but the eventual Geula from our Golus, the Geula at the end of time, which is the unity of Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef. Yehuda with Tamar, the whole story, who would believe that this is all going to lead to Malchus Beis David and to Leidas Peretz, from whom Mashiach comes. The Oyeg Yisrael, the Apterov, writes in his Sefer that Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz Megure is Rosh HaTevis Yibum. He says this is the parasha of Yibum. Yibum is the tikkun of neshamas. The idea of Yibum, as it says in Zohar, is Yibum is the one who died without children comes back again in the child that the Yavam and the Yavama have together. In fact, the Zohar says his wife becomes his mother, which is what happens. His wife becomes pregnant with his neshama, and he comes back into the world again. In fact, the Zohar and the Megal HaMukos, as far as I'm discussed, they elaborate on this. Yibam is the site of Gilgul. The site of Gilgul is that there is a tikkun for everyone, even after a person dies. We say by Yibam, v'lo yimochesh shmai mi Yisrael. The pasuk says that the Yavama gets married to the Yavam, and the pasuk says, "V'yakam al shem achiv hames v'lo yimochesh shmoi mi Yisrael." So the purpose of Yibam is that a Yid should never be, his name should never be erased. That every Yid should have a tikkun, and it's Yadua. I don't remember which tzaddik it was, but in front of a certain tzaddik, someone said the words Yemach Shemo, which unfortunately some have no problem saying it, on someone who was a heretic, an apikairis gomer, there's no question about it, the person was a non-believer and he was everything. And he stopped him and he said, you're not allowed to say Yemach Shemo on any Jew, because in Yibum we learned, the halacha is that if he was married and he died without children, his wife would be mechuyev in Yibum. And it says, V'lo Yemach Shemo in Yisrael. So no Yira, you're allowed to say Yemach Shemayon. That's what he told him. I think it was maybe Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld. So Yibum is the tikva. Yibum is the tikkun of all the neshamas. The Gilgulim, in the site of Gilgul, in the site of Yibum, every neshama has a tikkun, and that's the the tikkun of Mashiach, Yavama, he says, Begamatria Hamelech HaMashiach. Mashiach is going to bring a tikkun to every single neshama, even those that aren't even here anymore. The Layimachesh Shmaimi Yisrael, that every Yid will deserve the title Yisrael, which is what we received on Chanukah, Amcha Yisrael, Osisa Tshua Gedoyla. The name Yisrael. So right as Yaakov is about to send Yosef away, it says again, Vayomer Yisrael El Yosef, and he learns them the last halacha that they learned together. The last halacha they learned together is about Egla Arufa. Egla Arufa is also the tikkun for the murder victim. The murder victim, the cholol, it says, Ki Yimotzei cholol ba'adama. Cholol is a corpse. He's dead already. And the Torah makes such a big deal about the cholol. And the Yotzu Zekeinecha v'shoiftecha umodudu el he'orim asher svivois he'cholol. And they have to take an egla and they have to decapitate it. It says, where? El nachal eson. V'orfu sham es ha'egla ba'nochal. Then again, al ha'egla ha'arufa ba'nochal. What's this nachal? Nachal eson, and the Torah repeats nachal over and over again. Nachal is yodua, is Rosh Tevis lahadlik ner Chanukah. Noitzer chesed la'alofen. Nachal eson, in fact the Balatanya brings it in the last section of Tanya, those who are learning it every day, they finish it this week. The section of yesterday begins with the piece Utsudaka Kenachal Eson, which is an Omoy, Saif Perek Hay. And there he says that Nachal Eson, Eson is the letters we know in Diktuk that are associated, that are used for future tense. Eson. Aleph is I will, Yud is he will, Tuf is she will, you will, and Nun is we will. So Eson is the future. He says, Nachal Eson, that's the Ha'orah of La'asud Lavoi. The Ha'orah of Mashiach is referred to as Nachal Eson. And here in Egla Arufa, the Torah uses the expression Nachal Eson. The only time the Torah ever uses it is over here. Navi, it says it in Amos, Tzedakah Kenachal Eson. So Nachal Eson is a Ha'orah of La'asud Lavoi, that the Cholol has a tikkun. Noifel Basoda Loinoida Mihikohu. This person has fallen, basada, loinoida mihikohu, like an our generation. Noifel basada, loinoida mihikohu is begamatria acharis hayomim. In the acharis hayomim, there are so many that have fallen in the field, in the sada, which is the koyach atumah, which is the outside, is called sada. The Zohar says sada is the domain of Esav. Noifel basada, loinoida mihikohu. With the koyach of Chanukah, which is, since Yosef is Chanukah, so clearly the last halacha that he learned with Yaakov has to be related to Chanukah, which is his Metzias. And since, just like Chanukah was the last Yom Tov that was given to Klal Yisrael, the last halachas Chanukah is the last Yom Tov, so it's the last halachas of Yom Tov is Chanukah, the Yom Tov that has the last until Mashiach comes. Egla Arufa is the last halacha that Yaakov learns with Yosef, who represents Chanukah, which has to take Yosef into Mitzrayim and be able to endure the Golus Mitzrayim. Al ha'egla ha'arufa ba'nochal is begamatria ner shel Chanukah. Kaper la'amcha Yisrael. V'ni kaper lohem hadom. V'yata tevayr hadom anokim mikribecho. Kapora, tikun, kisasa ha'yosha ba'ini Hashem. The whole idea of egla ha'arufa is to make sure that not one yid falls by the wayside. That's the pnimius, the deep understanding of Egla Arufa, besides that it's to make sure that people are escorted and leave town, they don't go alone, so that they don't get murdered. But what's the pnimius of Egla Arufa, and why Yaakov is learning with Yosef Egla Arufa before he leaves, that to make sure that there never exists such a, it should never happen, that there should be a cholol ba'adama, a cholol. Cholol means empty, a cholol is a gap, an emptiness, a void. There should be no void, no such thing as a yid that's a cholol. Every yid is Molei mitzvahs kerimoin. So Egla Arufa is the nechama that Yaakov teaches Yosef before he goes into Mitzrayim, before he goes into Erev HaSa'aretz. And Yosef does not forget it. Yosef remembers this 22 years later. He tells the brothers when they go back to Yaakov, he says, if my father doesn't believe you that I'm alive, remind him, tell him that the last halacha we did is Egla Arufa. I didn't forget. Yosef can't forget. He's Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of memory. They wanted us to forget. Yosef doesn't forget a thing. So therefore, when Yaakov leaves Yosef, when he tells him to go down to Shechem, and he teaches him the halacha of Egla Arufa, the Torah says, Yisroel, Ayayma Yisroel El Yosef. So Parshas Vayeshev introduces us to Yibum, as the Oy of Yisrael says, Vayeshev Yisrael Be'eretz Megur, Rosh Tevis Yibum. Yibum means that there's a tikkun for every Yid. In the Kayach, whether it's the Kayach of Yibum, the Kayach of Gilgal, the Kayach of Mashiach, Chanukah is misaken all the neshamos, even those neshamos that all year round there's no tikkun for, Chanukah there's a tikkun for. And that's what Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David are going to accomplish together, removing the ra and revealing the good. Yes, Ruach HaTumah Avir Min Ha'oretz, we say, Mishatishka HaChama Ad Dekalya Rigla Detarmudoy Ad Shatichla Regel Min Hashuk, that there's no more ra anymore. The purpose of the Ner Chanukah, fire has two purposes. Fire can burn and destroy, and fire can light. So the Ne'er Chanukah burns and destroys the evil, and it also illuminates. That's why Rashi brings at the beginning of the parasha that Yaakov is afraid of all the Alufei Esav. So Hashem says to him, what are you afraid of? You have Yosef. Nitzitz Echad Yosef Mapuach Shalacha Shesoy Reifes Kuloi. That's why it says, Beis Yaakov Eish, Beis Yosef Lehova, Beis Esav Lekash. Yaakov, together with Yosef, take care of the nations, especially Golus Yishmael. Nitzitz Echad Yotzei Mimapuach Shelecha is Begematria Golus Yishmael. Yosef Chanukah is the Yom Tov that we celebrate the victory over evil. In every generation, evil manifests itself in some other nation, in some other ideal. Today, there's a lot of evil. Today, there's a lot of representations of evil. So Chanukah is the Yom Tov to be able to overcome the Ra, to be able to be Zoicha to Yisroel Chatuma Avri Min Ha'oretz, to be able to be Zoicha to the Giloy of Malchus. Chanukah is the He'ora of Oyrei Shel Melech HaMashiach. And the Tikva is that it should lead us, it should take us to Oyrei Shel Melech HaMashiach, and that this should be the Chanukah, Chanukah of Tav Shanayin Beis, should be the Chanukah that the greatest Chanukah, the Svarim tell us that every year Chanukah gets greater and greater, unlike as we get further and further removed from the time of the Beis HaMikdash HaYakayim, so we have less. Okay, Pesach, we don't have the Korban Pesach. All the Korbanos that they had in the Beis HaMikdash, so we get sort of further away. But he says Chanukah and Purim, also Chanukah especially, every year the light gets stronger and stronger, because the purpose of the Ner Chanukah is to illuminate the Choshech. So the darker the Choshech, the more the light. So Tav Shanayin Beis is certainly going to be the greatest Chanukah. We said last year Tav Shanayin Aleph was the greatest Chanukah. Now that the Choshech is even greater, certainly Tav Shanayin Beis is the greatest Chanukah. So the light now will be the greatest light of any Chanukah ever. So certainly it has the koyach to be soireif the umais who want to eradicate the Shem Yisrael, the Vayizocher Shem Yisrael Oid. Chanukah, which is the Yom Tov of Asisa Teshuva Gedoyla Amcha Yisrael, that a Yid, Be'ez Tzorosom, Amadat Olahem Be'ez Tzorosom, Be'ez Tzorosom is Begematria Bereshus Baruch Elohim, Be'ez Tzorosom, it was Nisgal at the time that the Yidin were going through such distress, that Klal Yisrael is the whole purpose of why the world was created. Bereshus, Beshvil Yisrael, Shenikru Bereshus, therefore they deserve a Nes, even if it's a Nes, like Shlomo Kluge said, that was never supposed to happen. The whole Golus of Yavan was in order to lead us to the Nes of Chanukah. The whole Golus of Yavan was to bring about the Oyer of Chanukah, the Oyer HaGonuz, the Oyer of Perish Abal Peh, the Oyer of Pnimi Yisat Torah, just like the whole Golus of Yosef was to bring about the eventual Malchus of Yosef and Mashiach ben Yosef, the Yerida of Yehuda, and the story of Yehuda and Tamar, the Yibum, was that even Eir, who does Rabbe Einei Hashem, which the Zayar says that such chatoyim there's no tshuva for, but there is tshuva for. Adarab, on Chanukah there's a ticket even for every aveir, no matter what. Eir is Nizgalgel and Peretz. Every yid has a tikkun. Every yid has, and if someone has to do tshuva, he has to do tshuva. A person should say, well, good, I have a tikkun, so I have nothing to do. No, that means that a person has to do tshuva, and tshuva will help, no matter what. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of tshuva. Mahajan and Amahajan is begamatria tshuva. Chanukah is the Yom Tov that one can do tshuva, even for that which Yom Kippur does not atone for. Even that which Hashanah Rabbah does not atone for. Hanukkah is the Gemar Chasima Toiva, the final Chasima. Munach b'chaysamay shel kayin gadol, the final chasima, the pach shem and the ora gonas of where every yid, no matter how gonas every yid is, it's a yom tov in which every yid is revealed. The pnimius of every yid is revealed. The pnimius, the yechidah shebenefesh, the nekudas hayahadus of every yid is nizgala on Chanukah. So parshas Vayeshev is a sad parsha, but be'emes in the parsha. Is tamun in the parsha, as the Pnei Menachem says, it's covered. But in the parsha is tamun the oyer. The oyer hagonas is already hidden in Vayeshev, which leads us to Vayihimi Kates Shnosayim Yomim Kates Som Lachoshech, as the Medrash says, from Vayeshev, which ends with Adam Tzar Hamashkim forgets Yosef. V'loizoch Tzar Hamashkim es Yosef Vayishkachei. We come to Vayihimi Kates Shnosayim Yomim, the Kates of Shikcha, the Kates of Golus, Kates Som Lachoshech. If you add the word kates to the word choshech, you get lahadlik ner Chanukah. Chanukah is the yom tov in which we experience the kates of the choshech. Vayihimi kates shnosayim yomim. Rashi says ketargumai misoif. Ketargumai misoif is begematria Menachem ben Amiel and Nechemya ben Chushiel, the two Mashiachim, Mashiach ben Dov, Mashiach ben Yosef. Yosef comes out of prison in Parshas Miketz. That's Mashiach ben Yosef. Vayigash Eilav Yehuda is Mashiach ben David, because Mashiach ben Yosef comes first. The two unite in Vayigash. The two unite. Chanukah is the yom tov that unites the both. And we zeichetak to see all of this, be'enei basar, not just to talk about it, but we should actually experience it. The chesed of the rachamim, it shouldn't be chas v'shalom with any tzoros. The chevelei Mashiach is enough already. So many yidden that are sick. So many Yidden that need a Yeshua, so many Yidden that need Paranasa, it's all part of Chevelei Mashiach. Even personal tzaras are all part of Chevelei Mashiach, because every Yid has a nitzitz of Mashiach in him. So every Yid, whatever tzaras that everyone goes through in their life, no matter little, hopefully not a lot, all of it is part of Chevelei Mashiach. And Chanukah, which is the Yom Tov of Oyrei Shlomelech HaMashiach, is a Yom Tov to be potter from all the tzaras. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, B'ner Chanukah potter. And Chanukah, every Yid experiences a patur. Every Yid should be putter from all the tzaras, putter from all the aggravation, and experience only besuros tovos, yeshuas v'nachamos, and we should all be able to say halavayda together in the Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi al nisecha v'al niflo isecha v'al yeshua isecha.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.